The UK's first ever business cost index has mapped out the cost of running small businesses in the UK, and it revealed that inflation for small firms is currently growing at 22.8%. That's every 5 years. Britain's nation of shopkeepers may have evolved into entrepreneurs, but 55% of small and medium enterprise owners have said they are worried that their businesses cannot survive if overhead costs continue to rise. Well, let's speak to Doug Richard on this. He is an entrepreneur and former member of the Dragon's Den team. Welcome, Doug.
Welcome.
So what do you make of these figures that are out today?
I think that in the short term, they're really distressing because we're in the middle of an economic downturn where what a small business owner would usually do was to go ahead and try to drive up sales to offset this. But that's not easily accomplished right now.
And sentiment is at a low level, isn't it? It's revealed in the figures that people who run small and medium enterprises aren't confident in the least about the future.
They're just plain out worried. And I think that they have a right to be. If I were caught in a pincer movement between flat revenues and essentially large organizations that were who supply me driving up my costs without me being able to do anything about it, I would be pretty pissed off.
What do the figures tell us about businesses in our area around Norfolk? Are they more optimistic than the national average, or is it about the same?
They're not more optimistic, Matt, I'm afraid to say. I think we'll have to stick at about the same or slightly more worried.
And is that for any particular reason, or is it just the general state of the economy? Everyone's suffering, so small and medium business will suffer at the same time.
Well, it's not an even playing field. Let me give you an example. If you run a large corporation, and let's say, as is frequently the case with small business, your largest variable cost is your energy cost. The large business will have an energy supply manager, a negotiator, a legal team, and a contracts team. And all these people together are going to be looking at those vendors and negotiating with them. The small business has an owner between midnight and 5 a.m. trying to figure out what the heck he's going to do. This is not an even playing field, and therefore these issues hit the small businesses disproportionately harder.
And they're very often the backbone of an economy, especially in this country. I think we seem to have even more small businesses than the average developed economy, don't we?
We do, actually. Britain is uncommonly rich in small business markets. But that's actually a strength, not a weakness. The fact is, young businesses and small businesses create almost all of the new jobs and all the innovation that drives productivity. So it's actually part of what makes us healthy as compared to other countries.
What can be done then to inject some optimism?
Well, hopefully we're going to lend our own little 2 cents to it. We've created a website, which is a portal, that lists, and it's for free, probably one of the last remaining times you'll hear those words spoken. and the goal of the site is to come up with ways, to list ways by which small business owners can reduce the cost of running their business, with a very large focus on taking the energy suppliers to task.
Right. So this is a major overhead, supplying energy. But taking them to task might not necessarily bring the bills down. Owners can box clever on this, can they?
They can, actually. And one of the things, you know, the people I teamed up with, Make It Cheaper, are the first company in the country to really focus on being the small business advocate and making sure that they see all the various choices they have in rates. And actually, we went out just to see if it would work. We grabbed a camera, we went out into the field and met with some group of small businesses, grabbed their energy bills, and live we went through and showed them how we could reduce those costs. And then we posted the videos on the site just to prove it could be done.
And examples of that, how can it be done?
Well, largely what you need to do is you need to figure out whether or not you're being rolled over or not. One of the probably the most insidious activities they do is when that moment, that window comes, when you have a chance to negotiate, they true everything they can to make it the case you don't notice. And so putting in a clock, essentially, that permits you to be alerted to when that window opens so that you can go back and negotiate, and then teaching you how to negotiate it or doing it for you is our primary goal.
Could government do more as well? In the last budget, there was a fairly generous reduction, wasn't there, in business rates. Is that enough, or can they do more?
Well, calling it a generous reduction when it went up beforehand, it's kind of a restoration, isn't it? But to your point, can government do more? Governments are somewhat limited on the tools they have at their command right now. And so I'm not sure that I'm comfortable looking to government, not because I don't wish they could do more, but just because I'm a sort of a practical soul, you know?
Well, tell us, Doug, where can people go for more information? Remind us of the website.
My pleasure. It's makeitcheaper.com/businessfit.
Doug Richard, thank you for joining us on the program today.
Thank you very much.
Stop the tape. That's brilliant.
Thanks. Is that okay?
Thanks very much. Yes, that's superb.
You make it easy.